And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Finding Dory.
The big kid summer movie.
This is the huge one. Hayden Rowlands plays Nemo now because the old actor, Andrew Golding, he aged out.
Right.
He got too old.
Waited too long to make the sequel.
It was so long ago that he didn't have the kid's voice anymore. So Hayden's on the phone. We're going to play. We're going to talk to him in 1 second. First off, here's a clip from Finding Dory with Hayden as Nemo.
Dory, it's the middle of the night.
Dad, Dory's sleep swimming. She's talking in her sleep.
Dory says a lot of things in her sleep, okay?
Hand me the ratchet wrench so I can fix it.
But Dad, what if she starts sleep swimming again?
I'm sure this was a one-time thing. So can we just all go back to... Dory?
Dory!
Dory!
I remembered something.
Hayden, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good, how are you?
Hey, very good. It's great to talk to you, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the new film.
Thank you.
Now, Hayden, how old are you, and what grade did you just finish up?
I'm 11. I just finished up sixth grade.
Okay, and you're from Illinois, just outside of Chicago?
Yes.
And is this the first movie that you've done, the first big movie?
Yes, it is. It's my first movie, like, let alone big movie. It's my first movie.
Wow, it's the first movie. All right, so where did this come from then? Where did they find you?
I guess they just put up a notice saying that they needed a new voice of Nemo. So my agent just referred to me.
And did you have to send them a tape? What other stuff had you done before? Had you been in commercials or singing or anything? What other talents do you have that we don't know about yet?
I've done a couple of other commercials. I've done a couple of short films. But besides that, nothing really.
So they decided, they're like, hey, we're going to take a chance on this guy. And it just happened to be you, and you were in the right place at the right time. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And when you went in to go do the voice work, did you get to go in during the school year? Did you get to miss school to go make Finding Dory?
I got to miss a couple of days of school. But I got to go to California for 3 days every 3 months.
Okay. And did you get to...
And I only worked for one of those days, but it was very fun.
Did you get to meet any of the other voices in the film?
Since this is an animated film, I didn't get to work with anybody, but I was able to meet Ellen and Albert Brooks.
Oh, cool.
Before the premiere, I was able to meet them. Just because theirs was like before or after mine was, my recording.
Yeah. So this is definitely a case where then they put you in a room with a microphone and a script and they're like, okay, you're just going to read your lines and then that is your part of the movie and then we will put it together when it's all said and done.
Yeah, pretty much.
And did you go in with a special voice? Did you try to change your voice or did you just go in and talk like you normally talk?
I tried to change my voice because... As you can see, I'm talking to you right now, and I don't think that I sound too much like Nemo. So I did change my voice a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
And so what had inspired you? Were you a big fan of the original film, Finding Nemo? Because I think everybody loves that movie. It's just the cutest. It's just great. And now I have a daughter who's just discovering these films, and she loves it too.
I really was a big fan of Finding Nemo. Like, you know how sometimes kids can watch movies over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Finding Nemo was one of those movies for me, and it was just really fun.
And so how does this change your life? Like, are you pretty popular at school now that you're coming out and Finding Dory?
Well, I am pretty popular at school, I guess.
But it doesn't change anything. Like, people, are they fighting to sit at your lunch table or anything like that? You're just like, hey, I'm a normal star right now. I've got a big movie coming out, but I can still be a normal kid.
Yes, that's sort of what I am like.
That's
you
good.
You pretty much covered it.
That's good. Stay grounded, my man. That's good. So now that you've done, this is a process. I think Ellen actually, she set up the film, introduced the film about 3 years ago. How long have you been working on the film? Then you said you get to fly out every 3 months or so, but is it over the course of a couple of years?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years. I auditioned 3 years ago.
Wow.
But I sort of started like two and a half years ago.
So you really would have been 9 years old when you started doing that stuff. And they probably had a certain amount of time before your voice started to change, too. They're like, oh, we got to get this in here before the kid gets too old.
Yeah.
Now, are you working on other stuff now that you're finished with Finding Dory? Do you have any more auditions coming up? Are you working on anything?
I'm not really working on anything, no.
You just get to enjoy summer.
That's it. That's it. Kick back. I saw you guys on they had the blue carpet premiere for the film, which was kind of cool. It's like a big fish tank. I like that. And then you got to meet some of the other stars of the movie at that point, I take it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep, and then now you just go back to Illinois, and you're like, oh, well, life carries on, and we'll see what happens down the road, huh?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, that is a really great story. I think you're kind of living the life that every kid kind of dreams about, that you just get plucked seemingly out of obscurity, and you get to this really cool job, and now you are in this movie forever. Everybody, all these kids are going to watch and listen for your voice.
Yeah.
I think it's going to make junior high a lot better for you than it did for a lot of us. You're going to have a good time.
I think so. All right, Hayden, we're going to let you get back to it, my man. Thank you so much, and congratulations again on the film. And, of course, come back and talk to us when you've got something else going on down the road. But have a great rest of your summer. And, by the way, we're talking about this on the show earlier. Your mom doesn't make you do any homework during the summer, does she?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Yep, you take all the playtime that you need.
He's got movie premieres to go to.
It.
He doesn't have time for
that's
homework.
It. No time for that. Hayden, thanks a lot, my man. Take care, and best wishes on the film, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Hayden Rowland. New Nemo in Finding Dory.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.